My name is Melanie James and I'm a senior lecturer at the University of Newcastle and deputy head of school for the School of Design, Communication and IT. From an academic point of view, fans are defined as people who act sort of outside the expectations of just a normal audience. And I suppose it depends on how people construct the idea of an audience, but most audiences are there to sort of watch something, be fairly passive in the process, you know, just watch the entertainment, watch the game, watch whatever, and then go home. Whereas a fan sort of takes that a bit further. And I suppose you then get degrees of fandom just going as a member of the audience but wearing your, say, footy jersey or you're carrying your team colours, through to, you know, getting, names of your favourite singers kind of tattooed on your body, really quite sort of almost stalkish kind of behaviour.
So what are some of the cultural or social factors that influence whether someone becomes a fan of something or not?
I suppose the first thing that people noticed in their studies was that idea of sort of almost like a romantic attachment and the teenage fan. So we've seen that with One Direction and bands like that. But that goes right back to when Elvis first hit the stage and, people in society were shocked by the fans of Elvis. It's obviously a sort of fantasy romantic attachment where people can kind of be all exuberant and that, but it's kind of in a safe space because, you know, what would you actually do if you were in the room with Justin Bieber? You know, you'd often, you know, they fantasise about that, but if it actually happened, what would they do? You know, but it's just that idea of maybe identification. And so that's when you kind of get, you know, I'm identified with, say, being a Knights fan. And I when the Knights are winning, I'm on the winning team. And so I can identify with their success and be part of their success. That has an opposite side, of course, when things aren't going as well.
How do fans of sport, for example, differ to fans of movies or fans of the theatre or books? Are there differences?
The studies on fandom generally sort of say that the general qualities of fandom is doing anything that's in excess of your average audience member. So I suppose it really comes, fans are really defined by what they do. So sports fans do things different to film fans. Okay, so film fans might go home and do a fan fiction around a movie character. But I don't think there's that much fan fiction, or maybe I'm wrong, it might be just an area I haven't opened the box of yet, around, say, you know, going to see a Knights game and then writing a bit of fan fiction around, you know, what could have happened. Although, when you do look at those idea of fantasy teams, which are fan-generated, you know, is that the equivalent of fan fiction?
How much responsibility do businesses have in ensuring that they don't take advantage of their fans because they know that their loyalty is going to continue? It is part of them. They are prepared to spend the money. So where does the responsibility lie for these businesses?
I think the responsibility of most businesses, and most of these businesses are fairly large concerns, really is the bottom line. You know, return to shareholders or profits that they can put back into you know, developing the next movie or the next, the next year of the season of the sport. I think, you know, some companies operate ethically, some don't. But certainly, I think what we've really seen emerge in the last couple of decades, and especially since the turn of this century with social media, is the backlash and how quickly that, when the fans are not pleased, they make that displeasure known. And so going back to my little pet fandom of True Blood, it was interesting to see that they actually were listening to the fan feedback, and Eric the Vampire was a fairly minor character in the first series and even the second one. But obviously the market research and the fandom research sort of showed that he was one of the more popular characters, and he ended up becoming like more and more involved, and it deviated quite a lot from the original novel series. There's actually like reports sort of saying that the production team listened to what the fans wanted and influenced the changing storyline of the whole series. So fans are actually quite a powerful group. It's a fine balance. Yes, the power seems to lie with the franchise or the company, but in actual fact, the fandom has quite a lot of power collectively.
People were telling me this week there was people not going to renew their membership for the Knights next year. They're so disappointed. I'll tell you what, all those who are here tonight, they'll be signing up this evening. Give me the seats. They have not, they refuse to go away here tonight, Newcastle. Dear. Everyone on the ground is on their feet, standing here, ready, waiting for Kurt Gidley. He moves in, he's a metre in, the kick's not looking too bad. He has kicked it. Yes, he's kicked it. Yes, he has kicked it from the sideline. And Newcastle have won the most remarkable game I've seen.
Hi, I'm Tracy Miller. I'm a big Newcastle Knights fan. I grew up in the inner west of Sydney, so I followed the Tigers since I was a small child. Used to go to the games with my mum and dad, so I've been a rugby league fan for a long, long time. But moving up here, I thought I need to follow the local team, and of course Newcastle Knights were the team.
For you, what does being a fan actually involve?
I love going to the game. I'm a member. I've been a member now of the Knights for the last 4 years, and I love going to the game. It's an amazing atmosphere. I also have Foxtel at home, so I watch all the Knights games at home and tape them and watch them over and over. I'm even still watching games from 2013 and 2014. Going to the game is amazing because particularly I go with my niece. She's actually a Storm supporter, but she said, I'll go with you. So we go along and it's this little eco community going on.
We're sitting here in your home and you're wearing your Knights jersey. You've got your Knights membership lanyard on the wall. You've got the posters for the teams and the flag as well and a bit of other general memorabilia as well. Why is it important that you have those items to show your support?
Of course, I wear my jersey when I go to the games and I carry my flag and drive everyone crazy waving the flag around. And it's nice, I think, to have all the bits and pieces, all the red and blue around the house, because it just reminds you that, yeah, you're a Knights fan during the week as well as on the weekend and at the game.
Describe for us that atmosphere at the game as well. You said earlier it's part of why you love going to the games. Describe what it's like, though, for those that haven't been or don't know what it is like to be at a Knights game.
Wow, it's just something else. It's an entirely different experience to watching it on TV. Quite often, usually I tape the game and I'll come home and watch the finer details on TV. But being there is just something else entirely. It's amazing. You just feel like a part of it. You're regularly jumping up and down on the spot cheering. So and it doesn't matter what age you are as well. Obviously, I'm middle-aged, but they have tiny little fans and really they've got the Knights nanas. So it's just everyone just gets there and loves their Knights and shows their support.
When you're at the games, do you feel that it's a bit of an escape for you from the rest of your life, everything else that you have to worry about and deal with?
I'd say yes, it definitely is. It definitely is. I mean, you can just let your hair down and, yeah, forget all your troubles and know that, the thing about the Hunter is it's blue-collar area, it's been said before. People work really, really hard and they play hard too. And I think that's why we admire our team so much, because they have the same ethos. You know, they get out there and they really try hard for us. You only have to look at the last 5 home games last year. There's no way that we were going to make the finals. But they got out there and they tried their hardest for us and for themselves and did everybody proud. And the crowd was just so grateful and it was wonderful.
How do you feel when the team wins?
Very excited. My niece and I have a post-mortem driving home in the car about the game, who did what, and it's just amazing. That feeling stays with you for days. Conversely, if they lose, then you feel really bad for a few days.
Why do you love the Newcastle Knights? Why do you love rugby league? And why do you love being a fan?
I think they just represent the area so well. Like I said, they try hard, they work hard and they play hard, so that's what this area is all about.